for his prayer on my behalf. Statement is made during the scripture reading, the churches of Christ salute you, and looking, called kind of short notice, Ray called it about 3 o'clock today, but that's all right. I've had some thoughts I had worked on some time back before Kelly attended the Port St. Lucie Church of Christ. I think it is up that it was not scriptural to refer to the church as the Church of Christ in the singular phrase, because nowhere, they say, is that phrase used in the Bible. It refers to it as the churches of Christ, but as being able, as we say, to speak as the Bible speaks, they have reference that we're not speaking as the oracles of God when we refer to a local congregation as the Church of Christ. And so that's kind of what we'll look at tonight, of that position. It just simply, this position sets forth that unless, without a passage word for word, such cannot be, that we cannot refer to the Church of Christ here, okay? When you look at this, and I don't know if any of you have done a lot of studying on it or not, but it takes away from authority on how to establish authority in the Bible if you take this position. We all know that we have statements that we establish authority by, and we have commands, but we also have examples or necessary inference, something that is inferred. It may be that you refer to it as metonymy. And simply, metonymy is substituting one noun for another noun. Okay? That's all metonymy is. And that's what the scriptures use. It's used quite often throughout the Bible. When you hear the phrase, "the White House said today." Well, we know the White House didn't say nothing, but we understand the phrase or the term, what the White House represents. It's the same as saying, "the President said today." And we understand that. And again, these words are substituted throughout the Bible. They can be used, if you will, interchangeably. Such as Matthew 10 verse 34, when Christ says, "I came to send a sword." Well, he's not having reference to a literal sword, but he's having reference to conflicts. He's going to send conflicts in families. And we understand that it's just one substitution, if you will, for another, such as maybe a crown may be substituted for royalty. And so we understand when you talk about a drunk saying he's on the bottle again. It's having reference to he's drinking again. He's on the bottle. And so it's things that we understand. So as we go through this, kind of look and keep this in mind of how authority is established. And again, are the individuals right who say, because we do not have this word for word, therefore we are not speaking as the oracles of God. So some things to consider. The word Sunday is nowhere found in the Bible. But we may properly say that the Bible authorizes Christians to meet on Sunday. Have you ever used the word, "today Sunday, we're going to worship"? That word is nowhere used, just like Saturday is nowhere used in the Bible. It is referred to as the Sabbath. But could I substitute Saturday for the Sabbath and still be speaking as the oracles of God? Can I substitute Sunday and be speaking as the oracle of God for the first day of the week? Nowhere as I know of that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday are in the Bible. But if I refer to the day after Sunday, I can properly use the word Monday. And I would be speaking, if you will, as the oracles of God. What's the name of the Sabbath day? It's Saturday. And we understand that. It's by necessary inference we know what that particular day is referring to. We know what the seventh day of the week is. The seventh, the Sabbath, it's Saturday. Is it a failure to speak as the oracle of God to say the name Sabbath or seventh day of the week is Saturday? Well, no. We understand that. So we may probably use the word Saturday or Sunday for the first and the seventh day. Or we can use the day following, such as might be Monday. So we understand that it's by necessary implication that Sabbath or the seventh day is by name Saturday. So likewise, the first day of the week, we call it Sunday. Even though the Bible nowhere says or uses the word Sunday or Saturday. And so I think we understand that. To call something is not called that does not simply mean it's not implied that that's what the scriptures are, if you will, meaning. Nowhere in the Bible is the term or the phrase erring Christian used. Even though we refer to it, there be any erring Christians here. But that phrase is not used in the scripture. And sometimes, like I said, we use it. That's close of a lesson or as an invitation here. We have any who have erred from the faith, an erring Christian. But you cannot produce book, chapter, or verse for this phrase, erring Christian. But we have verses like 1 Timothy 1 and verse 19. When Paul there says, concerning faith, have made shipwreck. Those who had faith have made that faith shipwreck. We have 2 Timothy 2 and verse 8 that Paul refers to them as reprobates. We have 2 Timothy 2 and verse 18 where Paul says, who concerning the truth, those who have concerned the truth have erred. And 2 Peter 2 and verse 20 and following, if after they have escaped the defilements of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, knowing the way of righteousness, then after no one turned it back. What did they do? They have erred. They went back into sin. And so we know by implication that that person who is no longer following truth is in error. He's not following truth no more. So erring Christians exist by necessary implication. Because Timothy, Paul says to Timothy, concerning the truth, some have erred. There's erring brothers. Even though the two words are not, if you will, put together. Nowhere in Scripture is the word child of God used. You cannot provide book, chapter, or verse for the phrase child of God. You have Christians in of Christ, saints in of Christ, disciples in of Christ. Yet if the relationship with Christ exists by virtue of a new birth, that person may be called a child of God. Even though that phrase, if you will, is not used. Again, you cannot provide book, chapter, and verse. You can provide book, chapter, and verse for children of God. But you cannot provide book, chapter, and verse for a child of God. So we can read of Christians and of a Christian in the Bible and of Christians. We can read of a disciple and of disciples. We can read of a saint and of saints, the singular and the plural. But you cannot read the singular for a child of God. You can only read the plural of that. And so can we say the necessary inference that the Bible refers to a child of God? When you look at that, if you can refer to the individual disciple and the individual saint and the individual Christian as a child of God, if you refer to them in the singular, why can't you refer to a children of God as a child of God? Again, it takes the singular to make up the plural. And so, you can refer to them as either one, again, while not being able to produce book, chapter, and verse, as a child of God. If the Bible refers to them as children of God, it must take a singular to start that. So there is a child of God. And we'll see this, I think, as we get into, again, the churches. Matthew 5 and verse 9 says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. One single peacemaker is a child of God. Even though Matthew says, blessed are the peacemakers. Can we refer to one as a peacemaker? Or must it be in the plural before we can refer to one as a peacemaker? And so I think we understand that if one can be referred to as a peacemaker, then one can be referred as a child of God, can be referred to as a child of God. 1 John 5 and verse 2. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. If children, plural, are referred to in the Bible as of God, then the individual child is of necessity also of God. You cannot distinguish one. You can't say one is not a child, but if it's a plurality, they are children. I mean, it don't even make sense of the argument that they made because it don't quote it word for word. Therefore, it's not authorized to be used in any way. So likewise, you have from that in Romans 16, verse 16, the churches of Christ salute you. They say this is the only reference that is made to it. But who is the Apostle Paul meaning by this reference in the plural, by the churches of Christ? If all of these congregations collectively were of Christ, then each single congregation, by necessary inference, would be of Christ also. You cannot separate the two. To say that a singular cannot be of Christ when it takes a plurality to be in Christ is nonsense. It's an ignorance, if you will, of the Scripture. And so it takes the single to make the plural. Even though that phrase, child of God or church of Christ, may not be used. And so we want to look at some of these, how this is used as far as the churches of Christ and the church of Christ. In Romans 16 and verse 4, Paul there says, all the churches of the Gentile. Again, he is referring to a collective, a plurality of churches. But it says these were the churches of Christ. And so if this plurality of churches was a church of Christ, why would not one single congregation out of this plurality be a church of Christ? These were called churches of Christ. One single congregation in this group could be properly called the church of Christ. You had in that region the Gentile church, Cappadocia. There was a church at Cappadocia, even though Paul is using the phrase, the churches of Christ, in a certain region. But he singles them out. Cappadocia is a single church. So it therefore would be a church of Christ. In Galatians 1 and verse 22, unto the churches of Judea, which were in Christ. Again, churches of Christ is referred to. It's a collective, if you will, in the region of Judea. But these were churches in or of Christ. So one single congregation in this group could be properly called what? It could be called the Church of Christ. Because as a collective they were called that, therefore by the singular they're likewise called that. That you cannot separate the two. Again, by inference into that. 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 14. For ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God, which are in Judea, are in Christ Jesus. Again, multiple churches, plural churches. These were churches in Christ. So one single congregation could be properly called the church of Christ. Again, I think anyone with common sense can understand this. By necessary inference, you cannot say a plurality of churches can be referred to as the Church of Christ, but when you single one out, that'd be like saying, well, you have to refer to a peacemaker in the plurality, but you cannot say a single peacemaker out because that's not a peacemaker. And that's foolishness. That we understand. But it's also used in the singular. Romans 16, verse 1. The church which is at Chinchira. Again, a single congregation. It can be called, referred to as a church of Christ located in Chinchira, because that's what it is. It's a church that is in Christ. It's Christ's church. Romans 16, 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 2. And to the church of God, which is at Corinth. to them who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that is in every place, call upon the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. He can be called or referred to as the Church of Christ located at Corinth. Just like this year can be called the Church of Christ located in London. It's singular. It's distinctive. Okay? The metonymy. When you look at this word, it talks about those who are sanctified in Christ. They're Christ. They're set apart. They're Christ. So it's a church that is in Christ. The metonymy to be in Christ. And that, I think, we understand. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timotheus, unto the church, the local congregation of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. He can be called or referred to as a church of Christ located in Thessalonica. And by metonymy, again, the substitute of one word for another, the metonymy of Christ is equal to being in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. It has reference to a relationship. So it can be called the Church of God, or it can be called the Church of Jesus Christ. But it's a singular church that Paul is having reference to, the church at Thessalonica, the singular. Of or in Christ simply means that a relationship exists. A single individual may be referred to or a plurality of people. Children of God. Mark's a child of God. This congregation is children of God. Either way you refer to it, even though the phrase may not be used as they say, we can understand of that by necessary inference. Thus a church, local or collective, may be said to sustain a relationship with Christ. This may properly be expressed in saying that they are in or of Christ. We are the Church of Christ here in London. Even though that phrase, the singular, is never used in the Bible in those words. But we can see the necessary implication that they are used, much like Saturday and Sunday. It's just substitutes. If you ever have dealings with these, hopefully this lesson will help you with that. Whether universally or locally, whether referring to one individual or a single congregation or plurality, we are the Church of Christ. We are a child of God individually. And so it's just something that's used interchangeably, if you will, in the Bible. That's my lesson. I know it wasn't that long, but it's just the thoughts I've been looking at because of what's taking place down with Kelly and some that was going on at the church at Port St. Lucie, and they used reference that shouldn't be there because that phrase, Church of Christ, is nowhere used in the singular sense. And we see the fallacy to the argument when you look at other things. You know, if they're going to be consistent with the argument. But if you're here tonight, we again extend the invitation to you. We talked about this morning the love of God, the gospel, the sending of His Son, the horrible death that He died upon the cross. That great love that was manifested, the greatest thing that can turn an individual's heart is love. And that's what God manifests towards us. And upon obedience to that word, we become a child of God. We're placed into that kingdom. And we do the work of a local church, which is referred to as the Church of Christ here in London. But if you're here and you've not obeyed the gospel, if you have obeyed, again, this phrase, you have erred, you're an erring child of God, that may not be used in the Bible, but the implication is there. You have erred from the truth. You've gone back into the world. The invitation is extended to you. How much do you care for the love of God and the great sacrifice that God and Christ made for you? If you're subject to the gospel call, as we stand and sing, we invite you to come.